Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Election Commission announces second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Chief Minister Nipu Rio hails success of 4th Autumn Festival in Delhi as prelude to Hornbill Festival. Nagaland to host 22nd Annual Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 conference next month. And Vigilance Awareness Week 2025 begins nationwide. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission today announced that the second phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls will be conducted in 12 states and union territories. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that this revision is aimed to make electoral rolls more transparent and error-free.
सबने मिलकर मतदाता सूची को शुद्ध बनाने का कार्य किया और नतीजा आपके सामने है जीरो अपील्स अर्थात बिहार की मतदाता सूची अधिकतम शुद्ध मानी जाएगी अब फेज टू 12 राज्यों में या संघ शासित प्रदेशों में आरंभ होने वाला है
Mr. Kumar said, Phase 2 of SIR will cover 51 crore voters and voter lists in all 12 states and union territories will be frozen at midnight tonight. Among the 12 are Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and West Bengal, which will go to the polls in 2026. Mr. Kumar clarified that in Assam, where polls are also due in 2026, the revision of electoral rolls will be announced separately. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has congratulated all involved in the successful 4th Autumn Festival in Delhi, a prelude to the Hornbill Festival 2025. The festival held in Nagaland House, New Delhi, on October 24th and 25th, was marked by the participation of distinguished guests and international dignitaries. Mr. Rio also appreciated the artists for showcasing Nagaland's rich cultural heritage. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Temjin Imna Along, while congratulating Chief Minister Rio on the success of the festival, said under his leadership and vision, Nagaland's unique culture and traditions are amplified throughout India and the world. Nagaland is set to host the 22nd Annual Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Zone 3 conference from November 9th to 13th at the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. The conference under the theme Policy, Progress and People, Legislatures as Catalysts of Change will bring together lawmakers from all Northeast states to discuss key regional issues. More from our correspondent.
The CPA India Region Zone 3 series is a vital platform for the 8 Northeastern states to explore common solutions to regional challenges ranging from economic development to policy issues and developing a stronger unified voice for the region. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be the chief patron while Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio will be the vice patron of the conference. The event will feature plenary sessions, expert panels, workshops, exhibitions and cultural programs that highlight legislative innovation, transparency and inclusive governance across the region. Tejo Akashwani News, Kohima.
NLA Speaker Sharingai Lonkoma, who is also chairman of the CPA India Region Zone 3, has invited all presiding officers of the Northeast legislatures and dignitaries to attend the conference. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2025 is being observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Vigilance, Our Shared Responsibility. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week commenced with pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. Central Vigilance Commissioner Praveen Kumar Srivastava and Vigilance Commissioner A.S. Rajiv administered the pledge to officials at the Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi today. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness against corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the last week of October when the birthday of Bharat Ratna, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, falls. Staff of Akashwani Mokchung also undertook the Vigilance Integrity Pledge as part of Vigilance Awareness Week. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting, Akashwani Kohima is organizing a folk song competition, Voices of the Youth, tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Arsempa Zotsuma. The event will feature 15 youth groups, primarily college students, representing diverse Naga tribes. A special presentation by the Tikhir Women Union Kohima will also be featured. Organized in collaboration with NEZCC and TAFMA, the competition aims to celebrate and preserve the region's rich cultural heritage through music. The Chhat Puja celebrations were observed with great devotion and enthusiasm across Dimapur, with the main event taking place at Purana Bazaar near the Dhansiri River. Throughout Dimapur and its surrounding areas, the air resonated with devotional chhat songs, creating a festive ambience reminiscent of Patna, the cultural heartland of the festival. Thousands of devotees gathered along river banks and water bodies to perform the traditional rituals and offer prayers to the setting sun. Speaking to Akashwani News Kohima, working president of the Nagaland Bihari Samaj, Narottam Jha, shared the significance of Chhat Puja and wished that everyone be blessed with good health and a better life.
And it is basically celebrated to get the blessing of God for the children, for good health, for prosperity, and for the knowledge for everybody. And so, Nagaland Bihari Samaj, we pray that everybody should be healthy, they should have better life, and God's Son will bless them.
Meanwhile, Secretary of Nagaland Bihari Samaj, Harinder Singh, extended gratitude to the local authorities and residents of Dimapur for their continued support and cooperation in ensuring a peaceful and harmonious celebration of the festival.
Dimapur Nagari mein hum log bahut peacefully is program ko mana rahe hain. Ye Dimapur bahut hi unique state hai. Yahan har festival ko hum log bahut dhoom dham se manate hain. Nagaland is a land of festival kaha gaya. Isliye hum Nagaland ko bhi bahut badhai dete hain ki yahan ki bhumi ko, yahan ka maati ko Chhat Maiya khushhal rakhe aur sabko khushhal rakhe.
Mr. Singh also appreciated the government for providing a special train from Dibrugarh, among other efforts for the welfare of the public. The next generation GST reforms have provided significant relief to citizens by reducing taxes on essential food items. Under the new tax structure, pizza bread, khakra and chapati have also been made tax-free, which earlier attracted a 5% tax. Similarly, paratha and parotta, previously placed in the 18% tax slab, have also been exempted. To ease the tax burden on the common man, the government has further reduced GST on soups, broths, chocolates, cocoa products, as well as tea and coffee extracts. All of these items now attract only 5% GST. This rationalization aims to improve the affordability of food, ensure daily nutrition, encourage consumption, and provide economic relief to families. And the Khelo India football tournament concluded today at WAPO ground, Secha Zubza. Addressing the closing ceremony, Director General of Police Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, highlighted the importance of sports in instilling discipline and fitness among all, especially the youth. Informing that Nagaland police recruitment has resumed after nearly 4 years, he encouraged youth, especially sportsperson, to apply, explaining that physical fitness is a key component in the recruitment process with a special advantage for athletes. In the tournament's final match, Pesama Students' Union emerged as champions, defeating Konoma Students' Union 1-0. The event was organized by the 78th Battalion of the Central Reserve Police Force in collaboration with the Sports Authority of India. To end the news, the headlines again. Election Commission announces second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Chief Minister Nipu Rio hails success of 4th Autumn Festival in Delhi as prelude to Hornbill Festival. Nagaland to host 22nd Annual Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 Conference next month, and Vigilance Awareness Week 2025 begins nationwide. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.